12, or really they'd have to win by 13, wouldn't they?
Right.
I don't see that.
No. And talking about a team that's having some problems, what about Georgia and Nichols?
Did you watch the game?
Yeah. Yeah, I watched it and thought Nichols was actually going to win.
I did too,
it.
And had an opportunity to do so. You know, if they could, at the end of the game, if they could have gotten a stop when Georgia had the ball deep in their own territory, you know, I don't know, there was probably 2.5, 3 minutes to go in the game, and Nichols could not get a stop, never could get the ball back.
Had a third and 7 the first time.
That's right. That's
Georgia
right.
Picked it up.
They sure did. So nothing impressive about Georgia's win over Nichols. And the thing about this, Nichols was they are picked to be the last in their conference.
Wow.
Not to win their conference. They are picked at the bottom of their conference. So, you know, I don't know what, you know, Jason, I don't know if we can put a lot of stock in it. You know, well, Georgia wasn't ready. You know, they just were overlooking them. Or is it the fact that there's just more parity now in college football than there ever has been?
I think you hit it. A lot of these teams, maybe not the case in Nichols, but Jacksonville State, Arkansas State,
right.
Players that have been at Auburn, have been at Alabama, Tennessee, have got in some kind of trouble and then wind up at these places. And after a while, you do that for enough years, you've got a pretty good stable of athletes.
You do. So I just think that maybe not quite as great as they used to be, but also those you know, the rest of the country, those teams that you don't hear that much about, they've all got pretty good players. Now, granted, there's going to be weeks where, you know, a Georgia's going to blow out a Nichols. Okay, we got that. But there's also those weeks like they had this past week that if you are not really, honed in, completely focused, you stand a chance of getting beat by anybody.
Ronnie, another game that has my attention this weekend, I'm sure has yours also, Florida State -2 at Louisville.
Florida State -2.
Florida State a 2-point.
Have you watched Louisville play?
No, I haven't seen Louisville.
Their quarterback's as good as any in the nation.
I remember that rascal from last year.
I tell you, it'd be hard for me to go against Louisville.
So you're going to take Louisville and 2 points?
I think I would.
All right. How about Vanderbilt at Georgia Tech? Georgia Tech, a 7-point favorite. Now, you know you have the right between now and Thursday to change your mind on any of these.
I would have to say I would go with Georgia Tech.
Okay.
I think.
Oregon at Nebraska. Nebraska, 3.5-point favorite.
Well, you know, if Nebraska holds suit for what they normally do somewhere throughout the season, they're going to lose some games. Maybe lose some games they shouldn't. Now, I'm not saying that's the case here. I haven't seen much of Nebraska, and I haven't seen much of Oregon either. Okay, so I'll say that to start with. But, again, what was the line again, Jason?
3.5.
3.5.
And I can give you a little information on Oregon. I watched them for about 3 quarters, and they are the same Oregon team you've seen year in, year out, but without the talent that they normally have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're still
same.
Running.
They
gun.
Do the same thing, just not quite as talented.
Yeah, not as much talent.
Then I might go with Nebraska.
All right.
I guess I would.
Last one, and it's the game of the weekend. Ohio State -2 at Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's a huge game. I know a couple things I want to talk about a little bit later, not necessarily about that game, but that is a huge monster game for Oklahoma. Because if Oklahoma goes down against Ohio State, they can kiss the playoffs completely goodbye because they would already have 2 losses. I'm going with Ohio State. I think
you're right. I like Ohio State.
And I don't know that Ohio State is not the best team in the country, including University of Alabama.
Oh, that hurts to say that.
It does because I don't like – Urban Meyer is not one of my favorites.
All right. Jay's giving us the sign. We'll come back and talk a little bit about the Heisman prediction, something that's going to surprise you, Ronnie.
All right.
We'll get to that.
Heisman talk already.
Heisman talk. All right. Sports Talk Live, broadcasting live from the Downtown Grill here in Coleman. Come out and see us. We'll buy you a fried okra, get you some fried banana pudding, and a cold drink. We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman.
Have you got car trouble? then you need to visit Joe Hudson at Hansville Auto Service. Hansville Auto Service is a full-service maintenance and repair center with high-quality, guaranteed service that you can trust, and all at a fair price. Foreign or domestic vehicles, car, trucks, SUVs, or fleet vehicles, Hansville Auto Service has you covered. If you have a Wall Estate ID or you work at Wall Estate, you even qualify for 10% off pre-tax parts and labor. This month, Joe and his team at Hansville Auto are offering the following. Free basic check engine light scanning, 30% off pre-buy inspections, or 50% off a 5-quart conventional oil change as long as you visit them on Wednesday. Also, approximately 35% off air conditioning machine services. The shop offers free Wi-Fi while you wait, or get this, even a pickup and drop-off service. With over 30 years of experience, they're online at hasvc.com. That's hasvc.com. Or you can find them on Facebook by searching for Hansville Auto Service. Hansville Auto Service has you covered. For any questions, you can give them a call at 352-AUTO.
Are you paying too much for your auto insurance? Do your rates just keep going up? How long's it been since you got a new auto quote? I'm Tommy Warhurst, your independent insurance agent at Premier Insurance Agency. As your independent agent, I work for you, not the company. I shop America's top providers to get you the best price. If I can't get you better coverage at a better price, I'll buy your lunch. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your independent insurance agent at Premier Insurance Agency on the corner of Graham and Main in Coleman. 297-2280. 297-2280.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5 from the popular Facebook page, What's Happening in Coleman, bringing you the Downtown Grill on 4th Street, where one of our many appetizers is waiting for you today. Like homemade onion rings, fried dill pickles, potato skins, and more, we also have a large selection from our salad menu to Coleman's best hot wings, from traditional to boneless wings. We also have party packs from 50 to 100 pieces. At the Downtown Grill, we will even let you build your own burger or enjoy one of our classic sandwiches, chicken, shrimp, or crawfish baskets, or our gourmet hot dogs. You can't leave without having a delicious dessert of fried Twinkies, strawberry shortcakes, or fried Oreos. For the best comfort food in Coleman, the Downtown Grill is ready to serve
you. What do you see when you watch our students receive their diplomas? Susan Houck sees future leaders and skilled workers. Susan Houck agrees our educational system is second to none in college readiness. But Susan also knows 32% of students do not continue on to college, according to the recent numbers from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And it is our job to make sure those students are also career ready. Susan Houck believes rather than just ask our industries for adopt-a-school money, we should be asking what we can do to help our industrial workforce, such as career or industry days at our schools. When was the last time a Coleman student group toured one of our local industries? It is also time to take a look at maximizing the space we currently have instead of just raising taxes to expand and build. Susan Houck has new ideas to continue to move Coleman City Schools forward, but she needs your vote in the October 4th runoff. Susan Houck for School Board Place 2, October 4th. Paid for by Susan Houck, 1474 Orchard Drive Northeast, Coleman, Alabama, 35055.
From the Downtown Grill here in Coleman, Alabama, right across from...
just south of the Coleman Savings Bank.
That's it, right here close to the corner, and people starting to come in to enjoy the good food and atmosphere. Money, something new, new dinner items, started 4 p.m. until closing. And people, you might want to get over here and get you a little of this. A meat and two sides, $7.99, a meat and three, $8.99. A veggie plate, four vegetables, your choice, $6.99.
Can't beat that.
Hey, and this is not scraps they're throwing out here, honey. Country fried steak, fried pork chop, hamburger steak, chicken, blackened chicken, country fried chicken, grilled pork chop, lemon pepper, and how about this, 12-ounce ribeye. 12-ounce ribeye included in that. On your vegetables, our favorite, fried okra.
Absolutely.
Fried green tomatoes, french fries, pinto beans, mac and cheese, turnip greens, mashed potatoes, green beans, steamed broccoli, corn, and rice. Hey, if you can't make a meal out of that, I'll be taking some of this home with me tonight.
Absolutely. Boy, that sounds delicious. Makes me want to eat now.
So come on out and join us at the Downtown Grill. We'll be here till 6. And again, if you join us, come in, let us know, and we will buy your okra for you.
There you go.
I'm such a firm believer in that okra. Ronnie, before we went to break, we were talking about the odds or the early lines for this week's games. So I want to bring you updated Heisman odds. Come out today. As of 9/7/16, I'll give those odds, and then today, things have changed up. The leader today is Christian McCaffrey, Stanford.
Stanford.
He is 9-2 odds as of 9/7, 4-1. So actually, he went down just a little, but still in the lead. Coming in at second, Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson, 9-2. He is now at 5-1, so he has dropped a little bit.
Yeah.
Ohio State, JT Barrett, 9-7. He was 11-2. He is now 6-1. And how about this one? DeAndre, how do you pronounce his last name, Florida State quarterback?
Oh.
Francois or Francois.
Yeah,
or,
it's a French name.
He was not even listed September the 7th. He is now 6-1.
And, I mean, yeah. But do I think he's going to win? No.
No.
Do you think he's going to win?
No.
No. However, just being in the conversation speaks well for Florida State, because
right.
This kid is a, correct me, is he a redshirt freshman? He's a redshirt freshman. Okay.
I think.
Redshirt.
Jeffrey would be able to tell us, but he'll have to text me.
Right.
Can't take a call today if you're trying to get in. We should have mentioned that. We can't take calls. We are
right.
At the Downtown Grill.
Please come join us.
Lamar Jackson, Louisville quarterback, was 18-1, and now he sits at 6-1. He's making some waves. Florida State, Dalvin Cook, 8-1. He has dropped back to 10-1. And here's one who has took a nosedive. Leonard Fournette. He had already dropped back to 15-2. Now he is at 12-1. And I think 12-1 is being generous to him.
I agree. But well, that doesn't mean he's not as good as anybody in the country either.
Right.
I mean, he just, you know, this past week we know he didn't play against Jacksonville State.
Right.
He has an ankle injury, so he... You know, he was unable to play, so we'll see pretty quick once he gets back on the field.
Three more for you, Ronnie, and two of these are going to shock you. I was holding these out until last. I'll go ahead and give you this one. Chad Kelly, Ole Miss quarterback, was 33-1. He has now dropped to 50-1. So put a dollar up, you win 50 if Chad Kelly is the Heisman winner. How about this one? Jalen Hurts. Was not listed as of September 7th. He is now at 25-1.
25-1. True freshman.
Damian Harris was not listed September 7th. He is now at 33-1. So Alabama with two players, like you said, not going to win it.
No,
but
no.
They are listed on the board.
Which means they have performed
probably
above what people had expected them to. So
who do you like out of that group, Ronnie? If you had to pick one right now and put your house on it, who do you like?
I'm still going to go with Watson.
I think so.
I mean, he's already proven that he can get the job done. He can have huge numbers. You know, they just haven't had it so far. You know, so
well, they're struggling.
They're struggling, you know. And I guess I would ask you, you know, this question. You know, and it's just left me. Clemson defeated this past week.
And it left me too.
I bet.
Hold on. Clemson defeated.
I can't believe it. My computer's messed up. And I can't look at it.
I can look it up while we talk about something else.
I guess, but my question was they weren't very impressive this past week in their win. And does that take anything away from, you know, Auburn only gave up 19 points to them, and then they struggled again this week? Does that take anything away from Auburn defensively?
Yeah, as of now, I think it does.
I agree.
It's not the Clemson team that we thought we were looking at.
That's right. And so, you know, does Auburn have as much to hang their hat on defensively as they thought they did prior to this week's games? And for the life of me, I do not know why I cannot remember who Clemson played this past.
Troy.
Good grief.
30-24 winners.
30. That's
Troy.
Right. Won by 6 points. Troy. Just down around the Montgomery area, there have been years that they've had good teams. I don't think they're going through that right now. So to have played that close to Clemson, I don't know. Does that give Auburn fans room to ponder the fact that, well, maybe we weren't as good defensively as we may have thought we were, and it might turn out that Clemson just, you know, they're just not clicking as they were last year. I don't know. For me, it kind of makes me wonder a little bit, are we that good defensively?
Right. Oh, yeah, I agree. And a lot of questions will be answered Saturday, both on the Crimson Tide and the Auburn Tigers.
Absolutely.
Auburn, Texas A&M, Alabama, Ole Miss. We'll find out, is Alabama for real? Are they a national championship contender?
That's right.
Once again, is Auburn capable of winning 8-9 games, or is Gus going to be gone at the end of the year?
That's right. And I think this is going to be a huge game for Auburn.
Right. I think if Auburn can beat Texas A&M, I think they have a better than average chance of beating LSU if they win the Texas A&M game.
Yeah.
And from there on out, I think it's wide open until they hit Alabama. I don't see anybody that, other than Alabama, that is head and shoulders above Auburn at this point.
Right. And I would agree with you there, because I don't think the conference is as even the West, it doesn't appear to be as strong as it has been in the past, at least after the first couple of weeks. We'll know more as the season goes on. I know, people want to start jumping all over the SEC and say, they're not what they used to be. They're not as good as they used to be. Well, that may be true, but let's give them a little bit more time to prove whether they are or whether they are not. And 2 weeks is not enough time, to make that determination.
We really don't know who the real Alabama is at this point. Are they the team that put up 52 on USC? Or are they the team that played the first half against USC and then showed up Saturday against Western Kentucky?
So. Exactly. There was nothing, impressive about Alabama's performance against Western Kentucky, 38-10 win. But, Jason, just like we said, look at most of the teams that played this past week. It was not a good week of football.
No.
I mean, you would think it would be teams that are just going to dominate their opponent. And those kids probably, that's the same thing they think. We can go in here and we can just, go through the motions and we can just still wear people out. Well, it didn't work out that way this past week. I don't know if it can work out that way for most of the teams the rest of this year. I don't know if Alabama can, just play mediocre and destroy people. I don't think so. I don't think any of the teams in the SEC can do that. I think they're going to have to play at their best, to beat people handily that you're supposed to beat.
Right. Speaking of dominating, Auburn dominated Arkansas State, and it is the first time. Okay, we got about 2 minutes, so I'll run through this real quick. First time in 2-3 years that Auburn, I've seen them dominate the game from start to finish. Let me run through these real quick. Auburn 32 first downs, Arkansas State 14. Rushing, Auburn carried it 62 times for 462 yards. Arkansas State, 35 carries for 66 yards. Passing, Auburn was 17 of 23 for 244. Arkansas State, 19 of 30 for 260. Here is an impressive number. Total offense, Auburn 706. Arkansas State, 326. Auburn did not punt the ball in the game. They kicked off 8 times with 8 touchbacks. We've talked about Auburn's kicker.
Fantastic.
What a leg.
As good as anybody in college football, I think.
Right. And Arkansas State punted the ball 6 times. Auburn had an average gain of 8.3 yards per play. Arkansas State, 5. So.
Yeah.
Pretty much dominated in every category, which they should have. It's Arkansas State.
You're right. It's Arkansas State. However, those numbers right there, when the Gus's first year and they went 12-2, those were the kind of numbers they put up against good people.
Right.
And unfortunately, since that first year, that has not been the case.
They put up that kind of game, or maybe even a little better, in the SEC championship.
Right.
If you remember, Trey Mason went for over 300 yards himself on 46 carries or something.
Right.
He's out trying to find himself now. I didn't know that.
Is he?
Yeah, he has quit football and is trying to find himself.
Well, I hope he can
have best of wishes.
Best of luck with that one.
I don't know what his problem is, but he must have some.
Yeah.
Well, it's a shame.
Maybe he'll get straightened out.
All right, it's at break time, Jay, so we'll go to a break. Again, we are at the Downtown Grill, broadcasting here, eating some fried okra, drinking a Pepsi, and enjoying a good time. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Coleman, Alabama.
Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time to check in on our regional news from the Alabama Radio Network. ARN News is provided as a service of Coleman Regional Medical Center. Choose the apple over the cookie. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Staying healthy isn't one choice. It's a lot of little ones. That's why at Coleman Regional, we offer so many. Water aerobics classes, blood drives, CPR certification, tobacco treatment programs, over 1,000 screenings. Most all are totally free. Our full list of programs and doctors is available online today at ColemanRegional.com/healthy. Coleman Regional. Live exceptional.
In the ARN News Center, I'm Angie Norvell. A home on Commissary Street in the Dolomite community catches fire. Birmingham firefighters rescuing three people from the house, one of the victims, a 102-year-old woman. The blaze believed to have begun in a car parked near the home. A reminder about fire safety from Tuscaloosa Fire Marshal Gene Holcomb. He says having more than one escape route is a priority, and make sure all windows are easily open from the inside. And if your home has a second story, think about how to escape from it.
Some way to get from that second story to the ground could be a ladder that rolls out of the room. They're available in home centers to purchase. And make sure that's available also if you want to get out the window from a second-story bedroom.
He says, above all, a working smoke detector is imperative for fire safety. A gas leak in Helena, Colonial Pipeline says it's not a danger to the public. Now, it started on Friday, and crews are still trying to determine how it began. I'm Angie Norvell. This is the Alabama Radio Network. The doors reopen at Victoryland today for the first time in 3 years. Owner Milton McGregor says it's a soft opening. 500 electronic bingo machines that have been approved are there. Alabama's been selected for a National Governors Association Learning Lab to combat opioid addiction.
We have an epidemic in the state of Alabama. Too many people are dying, and we don't have an organized strategy to address the problems that are happening here in our state.
It is estimated 78 people die every day due to opioid abuse. WPRC reports the new opportunity for our state is a six-month program. Hueytown police warn area business owners counterfeit $10 bills are circulating. They say these bills are thinner and smaller than real money, and they're missing a watermark that should be seen when the bill is held up to the light. Also, these fake tins have been purposely aged. And CIA Director John Brennan in Birmingham today visiting high school students, talking about careers with the agency. He's also the keynote speaker at Miles College. I'm Angie Norvell. This is ARN.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
In sports, Nick Saban says he's not looking for a shoddy performance this weekend after last week's game against Western Kentucky. Although the Tide won by 28 points, Saban had this to say.
I don't know that I've ever been this disappointed after winning a game. Maybe ever. I'm almost embarrassed.
Calvin Ridley says it's just the way the coach rolls.
I mean, our coach is a guy that has a lot of He has a high standard of his team.
High standard's a big part of why Alabama has had so much success under Nick Saban.
I think this helps everybody play better. I think it benefits everybody.
Bama and Ole Miss kick off at 2:30 Saturday. Blake Sims, now a member of an NFL team, AL.com reports the Atlanta Falcons have signed the former Bama quarterback to their practice squad. And the SEC Special Teams Player of the Week is Auburn kicker Daniel Carlson, part of that faked field goal that helped with the success of the Tigers over Arkansas State on Saturday. And the boys of summer, now the boys of fall. Baseball underway at the University of Alabama. Antti Norvell, ARN Sports.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. From a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP Cullman.
Talk Live 95.5, broadcasting live from the Downtown Grill. Again, running a new dinner item starting 4 p.m. until close. You can get these meat, two sides, $7.99, meat and three, $8.99, and a veggie plate, $6.99. And folks, they've got just about anything you could want, from country fried steak to a 12-ounce ribeye. All the chicken dishes.
That's right.
Vegetables, our favorite, fried okra.
Fantastic.
Fried green tomatoes.
Yeah, come by the Downtown Grill. They'll fix you up, give you more than you can eat, and they'll give you a to-go box to carry it home with you.
That's it. And you don't want to feed this to the dogs.
No.
Take it home and enjoy it later.
This is high-quality grub.
That's it. It's old country boy food.
That's exactly right.
What you got, Ronnie?
Hey, Jason, you know, it's still really early during the college football season. However, for some teams that were, you know, kind of on the bubble, or not really even on the bubble, but thought had really – good opportunities to be in that 4-team playoff at the end of the year. You know, for some of them, that this next week is going to be is the first week of make or break for them not being able to get in. Let me give you a few teams, see whether you agree. The first one I'm thinking about there, and we already touched on this a little bit, was the game between Oklahoma and Ohio State, where I think Ohio State, you said, was about a 2-point favorite.
2-point favorite.
Oklahoma has to have this win to have any chance, I would say, of getting into the playoff, because if Ohio State beats them, then they've already got two losses.
Yeah, it's
they're
a key bar to the door then.
And Oklahoma's one of those teams that could have easily, and they can still get there. I'm not saying they can't. However, if they go down to Ohio State, and this is at Ohio State, their chances are essentially over of making a 4-team playoff. So
I agree.
A huge week coming up for Oklahoma. So that's one
and
of the.
And as bad as I hate Ohio State, I hope they
I do too. Here's another team, Jason. I think a lot of people gave a great opportunity to go undefeated and get into the playoff, and that was Notre Dame. Now, but Notre Dame has already, you know, they've already gotten beat. Texas beat them opening game of the season. I think that was in double overtime, something like that. They're playing Michigan State this week. Now, they're at home. That's going to help them. And they're, I think, about a 7 to 7.5 point favorite. But if Notre Dame were to slip up and lose this game, their chances of being in the playoff, I believe, but it's also over. So you got Oklahoma, Notre Dame could be out of the picture this week.
And you know, the football committee, probably not the committee, but the NCAA, the higher ups, they have got to be just foaming at the mouth, wanting Notre Dame in that playoff.
Oh, absolutely.
Can you imagine anything any better than having Alabama Notre Dame matchup?
That's right. I mean, it's playoff. All for the NCAA, it's all about ticket sales.
That's it.
And you have to give Notre Dame credit. Have a huge following. You know, all their games are on, I think it's NBC.
Yeah.
Regardless of who they're playing, they're on TV. I mean, they're
if you were to pick, if you were the broadcasting station carrying the game, and you get to hand pick, let's say everything else was equal, you get to hand pick four teams that's going to bring you the best audience. What four teams would you put in?
Are you saying for the playoff?
Right. That has nothing to do with their record right now. We're just talking about.
Or the past.
Right.
Reason I say that because, Jason, if you're talking. Because I would almost have to exclude Alabama.
Oh, wow. How are you going to exclude Alabama?
Well, I'm excluding Alabama from the fact that they have been there so many times until people may not be able financially to travel to those playoff and those national championship games. Case in point, last year, Clemson probably had 60% of the crowd. Right. Clemson hadn't been since early 80s.
The money is
but that's not what
made,
you're asking.
No, the money is actually made on the TV deal.
Okay, that that's not what.
Dropping a bucket.
Okay, you're
so
not
if
asking.
If you're the executive at ESPN and you get to pick four teams that's going to bring you the best ratings, make the most money for your station.
Not necessarily who's going to put the most fans in the seats.
Right. Who's going to make you the most money at that station?
Well, certainly it's going to be Notre Dame. It's going to be Alabama.
Right. I agree with you so far. I hadn't even thought of my other two.
And one of these is going to be so far out there, you're going to laugh at me. The other one I would just say I would pick would be Ohio State. And then another one, and this is one you're probably going to laugh at, would be, and they're not going to be there, let's just say that probably, is a USC.
USC. Yeah, I can see that.
Just because of their tradition that they've had throughout the year. So that might be, you know, my sleeper would be a USC.
Right. I would definitely go along with your first two. The others, I'm as unsure as you. I think I would throw Texas in the mix.
Exactly. I did not.
The Longhorn
good
Network.
Good and, pick.
But if you have Alabama, Notre Dame, Texas, and then
whomever.
Yeah, take
the
your
third,
pick.
Wouldn't matter.
Right.
But I agree, Jason. I like your pick of Texas. They're certainly better than mine. Maybe, you know, my USC pick. But, you know, and that for the NCAA, that's what it's all about.
Right.
It's about ratings. It's about advertisement, sales, and those kind of things.
There's nothing they would love more than see Alabama-Notre Dame match up in the championship again.
That's right.
Oh, off the chart.
Is there a bigger matchup than Alabama-Notre Dame?
No.
For now, any I'm not talking about just Alabama or Notre Dame. I'm saying any other combination of any two teams. Are they bigger? Is there a bigger one than Alabama-Notre Dame?
I don't think so. I think that one, as you said, you have the Notre Dame, the Catholic following. Alabama is a polar team. Either you love them
or
you hate them.
That's
it don't
right.
matter if you're from the state or not. You go anywhere else, either people admire and love the Alabama football, or, as you said, they're tired of it, and
that's
they
right.
want to see anybody win it other than Alabama.
That's right. That's right. Jason, if we can jump back again, you know, we were kind of talking about the four teams that we think this week will be their first week to determine whether they have a chance to make it into the playoff.
Right.
If any of these four teams that we're going to mention here lose, they're out. We've already mentioned Oklahoma. If they lose to Ohio State, we have also mentioned Notre Dame. If Notre Dame loses to Michigan State, they're out. The next one, and you may laugh at this one, and you'd have to hear me out, is I'm going to say USC. Now, why in the world would I say USC after Alabama, you know, just absolutely destroyed them by about 50? Well, here's the reason. USC is in the Pac-12. That's one of the Power Fives. If USC can win the Pac-12, even though Alabama destroyed them, they still have a legitimate chance to get into the playoff. That's where I'm getting that from, because this week they play Stanford. Now, Stanford, from what I see, is about an 8 or 8.5 point favorite. So as laughable as that is, USC still has an outside shot to become a playoff team if they can win their conference.
They would hold the loss to Alabama first game of the season, and you're playing the number one team in the nation. You know, you can easily overlook that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If USC were able to run the table from here on out and win convincingly against some people and win the Pac-12, do they have a chance to get into the 4-team playoff?
Oh, yeah, I think they're in there if they do win.
Yeah, now, do I think that's going to happen? No, from what we saw, you know, last week. But I think they're a better football team than that.
Right.
So I'm just throwing them one out about USC. The last one, then we'll go on to something else. A team that still can potentially get into the playoffs, but with a loss this week, it'll be over, I believe, is Ole Miss. If Alabama defeats Ole Miss, that would give them two losses. And I think
how about the Auburn Tigers? They lost to the number two team in the nation. If they win out, they will be in the playoff.
Well, you know, if we hypothetically want to go that route, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, are you saying you think they're going to win out?
No, I don't think they'll win out. But if they do, they will be there.
Yeah.
I don't think Ole Miss will win out.
I don't either. And the only one who's potentially going to win out is Alabama.
Right.
And that you would think that has a legitimate chance
of winning out, or probably I'd give them a 40% chance of winning out.
And that's before this Saturday.
Right.
Okay, let's say they go to Ole Miss and they beat Ole Miss. Do you up that from a 40% chance?
Yeah, I think it goes up to 55 or 60.
I agree. This week right here is going to be huge for Alabama as well. You know, I don't think Alabama.
Ole Miss got the best players money can buy. So
they do, and they've got that's exactly right. And they've got some young kids that can play. Now, how they got them is yet to be, you know, decided by the NCAA. This depends on, you know, what kind of violations they may get charged with. We don't know. But, you know, certainly the stigma is out there that they've been up to something shady, and their program sure got better in a hurry.
Honey, speaking of great young players, did you get a chance to see the catch made by the Auburn freshman? His name is so far away from me.
No. I didn't see much of the game.
It is as good a catch as I have ever seen made at any level. It was, you remember the Odell Beckham catch?
Oh, yeah, Odell Beckham last year.
Yeah, it looked a
lot
like that. One hand went up above everybody, and the other arm never even touches the ball. He brings it in. It was, Auburn has some great young receivers coming up. Probably the number one receiving freshman core in the nation, but the problem is, will they have anybody that can throw the ball to them? So,
yeah, that's yet to be determined.
And Sean White looked pretty good, but again, it's Arkansas State.
Exactly right.
He had receivers open enough that me or you.
That's right, and enough time to throw it.
Right.
Let me ask you this, Jason, and kind of while we're on that subject, let's talk about maybe some teams in the SEC who coaches are on the hot seat. I'll give you my number one, and you tell me when you agree, and if not, tell me who you think it is. My number one coach that I think is on the hot seat right now, and if things don't change in a hurry, he will be gone, and that is Mark Stoops at Kentucky.
I
think he is number one on that list. You know, they have.
I'm going to give a tie between Stoops and Les Miles.
Okay.
Stoops underperform.
I mean, they've done, you know. I watched them play a couple times last year, and I thought, you know, they're turning this around. They're going to be competitive, and now
people are talking Kentucky may not have a bad season. They may go over.
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know what over is, it means
no
zero for whatever.
On the W side.
Right.
But I think his record, and I'm just throwing this out, I think it's like 16-42 since he's been at Kentucky.
Do you not think you or I could go 16-42?
Yeah, and I would do it cheaper than I think they'd pay him about $3.5 million or
I'd
so.
I'd do it for half price.
Absolutely. So I think he's maybe if he's not number one, he's tied with number one, and the other one is going to be Les Miles. And I agree with you.
Les Miles in a heap of trouble. Not only is he backed himself into the corner, he not only has to win, Ronnie, he has to win convincing.
That's right. Now, they got a big win this past weekend. Maybe they may have found a quarterback. I don't know. You know, he's a transfer from Purdue. He looked great, threw the ball really well, but
their win was an ugly win.
It was, and not taking anything away from Jacksonville State, because Jacksonville State's a good program. However, Jacksonville State doesn't play in the SEC, and that win right there, it wouldn't have mattered if they'd have beat Jacksonville 100-0. That win doesn't do him any.
No,
that doesn't do him any good.
No,
get him
he
off
can't
the hot
go
seat.
Into the board and say, "Well, you remember I had the win against Jacksonville
exactly,
State,
exactly,
second game of the season."
Right, and I'm not here. I'm not trying to strike up an argument, but I would say this: I don't think that the win for Gus against Arkansas State did him any good.
No, it don't. It all boils down to the SEC.
That's right.
Which for Auburn will start Saturday.
That's right, and I think that, you know, Gus would also, if we're talking about people on the hot seat or potential hot seat or the seat's getting warm, whatever. Gus, to me, is on that seat, too.
Yeah. I don't think his seat is quite as hot as Les Miles and Stoops.
I agree. But he's
the volume or the dial is being turned up.
Yeah, so somebody's turned the eye on where it does warm up.
That's it.
And, you know, Gus, this is his fourth year. I think, now correct me if I'm wrong, Jason, I don't have the numbers from him. His first year, he was 12-2, lost in the national championship game. The next year, I think he was – He was 8-6, and then last year he was 7-6, something. Yeah. What I'm saying is every year his win total has gone down. Yeah. And, you know, that's not going to keep you a job for a very long extended period of time.
$4.5 million a year.
If your win totals go down every year. So this.
And Ronnie, you weren't here, but I think I told you, Alvin Brewster, you know, that we talked to.
That's right.
Auburn, former Auburn player.
Yeah.
He thinks Gus may have to get as many as 9 wins.
Wow.
Yeah. He thinks the seed is really getting hot.
Well, now he probably knows more, you know.
His finger's on the pulse.
Yeah, he knows more than I certainly would know because of just his relationship and have played at Auburn.
He thinks that 8 wins, you know, would be a probably survive it, but might not survive it. He wouldn't want to go into the board meeting with 8 wins. 9 wins, he thinks he survives, but I don't know if he gets 9 wins.
If we look at their schedule, are there 9 wins on that schedule?
We'll find out Saturday.
It'll start Saturday.
Yeah, it'll be Saturday is big.
That's right. So, I can try to pull that up during the break and we can discuss that. For me personally, I don't think there's 9 wins there.
Well,
and that includes bowl game.
Oh.
I just don't see 9 wins.
I think
wins.
This, Randy. I think if Auburn can beat Texas A&M, I think they can get 9. If they lose to Texas A&M, then, yeah, 9 wins, not attainable this year.
Yeah, I agree. So those are the kind of people I see on the hot seat. You hate to say that, you know, this early in the season, but, you know, a lot of that's carryover. And I tell you another one, Jason, that I think potentially is on the hot seat, and you're going to love this one, is Kevin Sumlin.
Oh, yeah.
Because tell me, what has Kevin Sumlin done since the first year he was at Texas A&M? Hasn't been very impressive. The most wins he's had since Johnny Manziel is 9.
And with Manziel, all-world quarterback, he still didn't, you know, set the world on fire.
Right,
so.
Right. So those are my guys that's on the hot seats. Certainly Stoops, Miles, maybe Tide, Sumlin, and Gus, you know, their seats are probably a little warm as well. So that's a huge game for both of them. Now,
what coaches, Ronnie, do you think are in uncomfortable situations? Not their seats not hot yet, but
you're talking about SEC?
Yeah, anywhere. SEC, we'll say predominantly SEC.
Predominantly SEC. I'll just stay with the SEC. This guy's the one I'm thinking of. His seat's going to get hot if they do not continue to win. That's Bush Jones at Tennessee. Now, they got a big win against Virginia Tech. They look pretty good. But he's been there a while, and it's time for them to perform. So,
and they think Tennessee, and even I said, they had a chance to be in the 14 playoff
this
year.
That's right. So I think it's – for me, it's Bush Jones.
And what about – and his name escapes me. Is it Mason, Vanderbilt coach?
Yeah. Derek,
you think
Derek
his
Mason.
Situation's uncomfortable if he reels off another 3-win, 4-win season?
I think he's okay this year. I really do. And honestly,
you know, his first year running, I didn't think he would make it through the season.
Right.
Boy, they looked bad that first year.
Yeah, I think he's going to be okay regardless of how it goes this year. And if he could some way slip in there, and a lot of people think they are going to make it to a bowl game. They can win 6 games, get to a bowl game. You know, he's probably safe for, you know, 2 or 3 more years.
All right, take Nick Saban out of the equation. What 2 coaches in the SEC are in the most comfortable situation? In other words,
East
it would take
East
hell or high water to get rid of them.
Right now.
Right now. Nick Saban, it's glued. We know nothing short of God is going to remove Nick Saban.
I would say just because it's his first – because this is his first season, I think Kirby Smart at Georgia would be maybe the first one that would come to my mind. Maybe even a Brett Bielema is pretty safe at Arkansas, especially after that win last week.
His name don't pop in my head because I lost it. Now.
Yeah.
Today is blank day. The Florida coach.
He was Alabama's offensive coordinator.
Today is forgetful day.
What
folks.
About that?
That fried okra, I think, is doing it. We're at the downtown grill.
Jim McElwain.
Yeah. We're at the downtown grill, and our mind has got on the fried okra and wings and a little off football. But Yeah, I think he is in a safe situation.
So. I do too. But a lot of those others, very, it's week to week. Right. You know, you got Dan Mullen, who lost last week.
Boy, he should have got out of town.
Lost last week to South Alabama. Gets a big week, win this past week. If you just got beat by South Alabama, right. You better believe a win over South Carolina is big.
And this weekend going to be big. LSU, Mississippi State, 12.5-point underdogs.
So. Right. So it may heat up for Dan Mullen. And he's done a good job there, you know. But what we all know how it is. It's week to week.
That's right. What have you done for me lately,
That's
baby?
Exactly right. So, but to me, that's the hottest the hottest seat out there is Stoops and Les Miles.
And so. Stoops, it's a shame that his brother is not in the same seat with him.
Yeah, I know.
And speaking of hot seats, the seat I'm sitting in just got hotter. Old Florida State fan in here beside
me. Exactly right. Our good buddy
Jeffrey. Let me say, welcome to Sports Talk Live. Jay, how long are we from a break? Jay can't hear me, so I can talk about him. Say anything I want to about
him. That's right.
We'll get this set up. Get Jeffrey on with us. Talk a little Florida State. Him know that his man is in the Heisman
race. What about that?
He's a freshman. So.
And how do you pronounce his name, Jeffrey?
Francois.
We were talking about a while ago, and we couldn't do it.
When you pronounce that name, it just makes you feel like you need to be drinking a glass of wine.
That's exactly right.
Francois.
That's it.
All right, if I can get Jay's attention. Jay, can you take us to a break? Can you take us to a break? All right, we're going to be working on the break. Again, folks, we are at the Downtown Grill here in Coleman, right across from Coleman Savings. Come out and join us. Eat some of that. Fried
okra. That's exactly
wings,
right.
Wings, and they've got the new dinner items on the menu, so come out and see us. Runny will buy all the okra you want. So, all right, Sports Talk Live 95.5 Coleman. We'll be right back with Mr. Florida State.
Live 95 is proud to announce we are teaming up with the Coleman Lions Club again this year to bring back the Live 95 Battle of the Bands series. Live 95 works with local bands each year to give them a chance to perform for their community and be broadcast live on the air. Join Live 95 and the Coleman Lions Club at the Coca-Cola Entertainment Tent at the Coleman County Fair on Saturday, October 1st. And as usual with our Battle of the Bands event, the whole thing will be broadcast live right here on Live 95. Why do you think we call it Live 95? We invite any local bands to participate. We don't care if you're a solo acoustic performer or one of Coleman's best-known bands. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com or send us a message on our Facebook page to get booked. There is limited availability, so set times will be awarded on a first-come, first-served basis. We'll offer each band a chance to get local airtime on Live 95 just for participating. And we'll be recording the whole thing back at the studio to re-air live cuts from the event during Live 95's regular playlist rotation. Your band could be on Live 95. Get signed up today and stay tuned for more information on the Live 95 Battle of the Band series, sponsored by the Coleman County Lions Club at the Coleman County Fair. Live in the entertainment tent on Saturday, October 1st. In the meantime, tune into Live 95 on Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. to hear previous performances from the Battle of the Band series. We'll do one set a week leading up to the event. Thanks for supporting Live 95, Coleman's independent radio.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Scissors Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant. 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Have you got car trouble? Then you need to visit Joe Hudson at Hansville Auto Service. Hansville Auto Service is a full-service maintenance and repair center with high-quality, guaranteed service that you can trust, and all at a fair price. Foreign or domestic vehicles, car, trucks, SUVs, or fleet vehicles, Hansville Auto Service has you covered. If you have a Wall Estate ID or you work at Wall Estate, you even qualify for 10% off pre-tax parts and labor. This month, Joe and his team at Hansville Auto are offering the following. Free basic check engine light scanning, 30% off pre-buy inspections, or 50% off a 5-quart conventional oil change as long as you visit them on Wednesday. Also, approximately 35% off air conditioning machine services. The shop offers free Wi-Fi while you wait, or get this, even a pickup and drop-off service. With over 30 years of experience, they're online at hasvc.com. That's hasvc.com. Or you can find them on Facebook by searching for Hansville Auto Service. Hansville Auto Service has you covered. For any questions, you can give them a call at 352-AUTO.
Sports Talk Live 95.5, broadcasting from the Downtown Grill here in Coleman, Alabama. And as we said before we went on the break, Mr. Florida State, Jeffrey Sullins, has joined us. And Jeffrey, got to ask you right off the bat, this weekend, big game for the Seminoles. Florida State, a 2-point favorite playing Louisville. What do you think?
Of all the games this year, that game worries me a little bit. I'm not going to lie. It's at Louisville. Louisville plays Florida State real good there. It was a 3.5. It's already dropped to 2. Oh, that's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one. Lamar Jackson scares me. He's a good cornerback. He's able to get out of the pocket, create something when that could have had any other quarterback shut down.
Auburn chased him and are still chasing him from last season. So.
Well, he put up 150 yards rushing as a freshman last year on Florida State. I can't remember how he did against Auburn last year. I know he did pretty good.
Yeah, he was like, what is that thing we used to play with when we were kids? You know, it had a little water in it, and you'd get it in your hand. You can't hold on to it. It keeps slipping out.
I know what you're talking about,
yeah. He was kind of like that with Auburn last year.
Kind of like the grease pig that right. He used to have to catch for the Elks Lodge initiation up there.
Jeffrey, what did you say the kid's name is? It's the quarterback.
Francois. DeAndre Francois. Question was last week, how much French do they think he actually knows?
Probably as much as we do.
You're probably right.
That's exactly right. But, yeah, I was trying to find the Florida State schedule here, so it's going to take me a few minutes to do so. But I tell you, I was impressed with Florida State, what they did to Ole Miss the second half. I mean, you want to talk about spanking somebody or getting a hickory after somebody? They lit Ole Miss up second half.
They did. They've always been a second half team. I was telling Jason that I think I told y'all on the radio, you may have been out that night, but when Jimbo is behind and has to make adjustments at halftime, he is 8-1 as a head coach.
And one of those was a national championship game.
Yeah, one of those was a national championship game. The only one that he didn't come back and win was the Oregon game. But when he's down by 7, he is 8-1. I think it's like an 82%, 85% win percentage. And like all the other coaches' average is like 0-1 or 1.110 or something like that on their winning percentage when trailing at halftime.
Here's the thing about, you know, I would say about Jimbo, he probably doesn't get the credit that he deserves for as good a coach as what he is. I think he's highly underrated around the country.
Well, he gets underrated because everybody looks down at the ACC. You know, their philosophy is anybody can go to the ACC and win.
That's right.
That's why they look at it. And ACC is catching.
Right.
It's been a slow process, but they're slowly catching up, and they've actually made some hires the last few years, particularly last year with the guy that got hired at Virginia Tech, the guy at Virginia.
Yep.
Of course, Rick going to Miami, all that's going to help. help their persona.
I agree.
This may be the year that they even up with the SEC, with the way the SEC looks at this point.
Yeah, it's not that impressive at all. No.
Well, they're still the walking dog, there's no doubt, but they're not as top to bottom as they have been in the past.
I think there's a lot of parity now in college football.
There is. You know, everybody's making the comment now that SEC's back to like it was in the 90s. Alabama's toting everybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's sad for the conference. You want the conference to do good, absolutely. No matter what conference you're in.
Sure that Alabama can tote everybody, because we're going to find out about Alabama Saturday.
We will find out about Saturday. I think it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be a lot better game than what everybody thinks.
Well, Jeffrey Jason was given the line a while ago. Was it Alabama's favorite by 10?
10.
I can't see that at all.
I can't see that at all.
No. No way.
And I love that bet, but I've learned over the years there's such thing as a sucker bet.
Yeah.
And it drags you in. And then you end up losing. I don't know what it is.
The reason I can't, I believe Alabama wins the game. I don't think they cover. But the reason I don't think they'll cover is this is the first time they're struggling in the running game.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're.
How long has it been since you've seen an Alabama team struggle running the football? I mean, how far back do you have to go?
I would go probably 2007, Saban's first year.
You're right, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
I agree.
You know, they've always been known for running backs, and that's just not the case this year.
Right.
I mean, I heard somebody talking about today on a radio show earlier that they were thinking that there was a running back, I can't remember the guy's name, and he's not at a big Power 5 conference school, but they's like, I believe he could start at Alabama. You know, and they started naming running backs that's in the SEC that they believe could start at Alabama right now. And, you know, it's never been that way.
Is it the running back situation running, or is it the offensive line?
It's probably a combination. You know, they are young up front, and we all know that it doesn't matter whether it's a defensive front or offensive front.
That's
where the game starts.
That's it.
And that's where, if you're not the strongest there, you're going to struggle. So, you know, you can have the greatest backs in the world, and if you don't have a dominant or a very good offensive line, then they're going to struggle. I'm not saying Alabama's not a good offensive line. I'm not saying they can't develop into one. They're just young. I mean, they're playing some kids. You know, they're playing some very, very young kids, you know, up there. And when you lose, you know, people haven't put this much thought into it, I guess. And Jason, we touched on it last week, was Alabama losing Ryan Kelly to graduation. Ryan Kelly was the best center in college football. Ryan Kelly, during all the preseason game, he graded out at 100% with the Indianapolis Colts. There's a lot of responsibility that's placed on that center, the calls that are made, and, you know, you can't replace a Ryan Kelly.
Yeah, everybody seems to think the center just walks up there and snaps the ball.
He's
got to call the blitzes.
That's it.
He knows what the defensive line's doing. He's got to know what the linebackers are doing, and in some cases, he's got to know what the secondary's doing. And that's a big – he's the first one to touch the ball.
Absolutely.
Every play. And everybody says, oh, quarterback's the most important.
No.
When I was helping coach my son play little league football all the way up until sixth grade, I always put emphasis on the line. I said, y'all are the most important guys because – I don't care how good anybody is, if y'all don't do your job.
Hey, Jeffrey, ask Gus how important a quarterback is. Gus might beg to differ right now.
In Gus's offense, yes, a quarterback's very important, but think about this. Take Alabama's situation. When's the last time they had a dominant quarterback under center?
Yeah.
I mean, I could play quarterback at Alabama.
I know. Right. You know, snap, hand off.
That's
what the problem is right now. They're having too much problems on the line. Like I said, I believe they'll beat Ole Miss this weekend. I just don't think they'll cover.
I don't think there's – for me, I don't think there's any way they cover that spread.
No.
This 10 points. But, again, if we look quickly right here, this is Florida State's
schedule. I'm popping like crazy here.
I know. As Jeffrey said, the big, huge game this week, they've got Louisville. That's on ABC. And then they have South Florida. You know, that should certainly be a win. Then they've got North Carolina. Should be a win. Then they have Miami. University of Miami, Florida. That should be a win.
Should be.
Even though, you know, he'll do a good job there, and I think they're ranked about 25th. Then they're at North Carolina State.
North Carolina State always gives Florida State problems.
They do. You're exactly right. It wasn't, but was it a couple, 3 years ago they beat Florida
2012,
State?
2012. Yeah. They beat them on I think Florida State had a chance to kick a field goal at the end of
that. That's right. That's right. So they got North Carolina State. Then they have Boston College.
Boston College should be a win.
Syracuse, who's terrible.
Right.
and then they finish up with Florida.
Right.
So
they got Florida at home and Miami at Miami.
That's right. Don't overlook North Carolina.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, they got to play North Carolina. That's their cross.
Yeah,
cross
that's right. If anybody in here can, if you want to say, sneak up on them and get them, it would be North Carolina. I agree.
Hey, speaking of North Carolina.
Yeah,
this almost escaped me. So it's a good time to bring it up since there's three of us sitting in here.
Yeah, I knew where that was going.
What is going on in the state of North Carolina? The NCAA has removed the championship games from the state of North Carolina because of House Bill, House Bill HB2.
HB2.
Which basically stated that if you're a guy, you go to the guy's bathroom. If you're a girl, you go to the girl's bathroom.
Kind of like we've all been raised since there's been an earth.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
But the LGBT movement sees things different. And Hillary chiming in today says the NCAA is right to pull the tournament games from North Carolina because of the anti-LGBT HB2 discrimination has no place in America.
Yeah. Now, briefly tell what that bill is, just in one sentence, because some people may not know what that is.
Let me take it.
Yeah, take it.
So it just says if you've got male DNA, you got to go to the male bathroom. If you got female DNA, you go to the female.
And if you don't know,
then you either go to a family restroom.
Right.
Everybody talks about, that's discrimination. Here's my point. I have nothing against anybody that's an LGBTA, whatever all the letters are. Nothing against them. My thing is what if there is a 14-year-old girl in there, and all of a sudden this guy decides that he's going to be a female that day, and he goes in there after her. It's nothing against the whole community.
It's a matter of public safety.
It is.
The lesbian, gay population is not the ones.
It's not the dominant.
They're not the ones that's going to cause the problem in this.
It's the perverts
that's going in the bathroom after these kids.
Absolutely.
And it's worked for hundreds and hundreds of years. All right, the problem is next, the Republican spokesperson, and I don't know her name, says, what is next? Are they going to have boys and girls on the ball teams using the same dressing room,
right,
the same bathrooms?
That's right.
And then maybe even let's have a mixed basketball team, a mixed football team. This world is upside down.
But our country, we have headed down a slippery slope that we cannot get off of now.
Right.
Once we get to this point, there's no getting off of that wagon.
Yeah, when we can't agree on which bathroom somebody needs to go to.
And who would have ever thought 5 to 10 years ago that we would ever have a discussion about which bathroom you're supposed to go to?
Right.
See, when you mentioned North Carolina, I didn't think this is where you was going. I thought you was going with that girl that's fixing to cause problems at UNC. You ain't heard about that, have you?
Is it a new?
Yeah, it just came out today. UNC supposedly covered up a girl that was, I guess I can say raped.
Yes.
She was raped back in February, and they covered it up, and she's gone public. So that's what I thought she was talking about when you were talking about the football program.
And what was the university that just happened with? I mean, just has happened.
Well, Baylor had.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, that's how, you know, Bryles, or is that Art Bryles?
Art Bryles.
That's how he ended up losing his job, you know, just from
having control of his program. And it's not only Baylor. Basically, the same thing happened at Tennessee. You know, we had the same problem. The football player was chastised for reporting it.
That's right.
Well, you can look at the same thing happened in my school, you know, Florida State. It happened there. I've read the police report, so it's questionable what went on there. But, I mean, it goes. It's sad to say it goes on at a lot of schools and gets covered up, swept under the rug.
Hey, it even happened if you watched 2020 at Vanderbilt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, that's still an ongoing trial.
Absolutely. Well, you remember years ago, the Duke lacrosse team, you know, and that turned out to be
completely false.
But those cats, they're ruined.
The thing about it is you can make any claim you want to.
That's right.
But if you make a false claim, it's never reported on. Those Duke,
right. Yeah, and I've got a story when we come back from break that's going to shake you where you are if you're a man. So stay with us, listen to this, it will make you open your eyes. Sports Talk Live 95.5, we're broadcasting from the Downtown Grill. We'll be right back to wrap things up.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com. On behalf of Chris Branham for School Board Place 2, thank you for your vote and support in the general election. But we remind you, Chris Branham needs your vote again in the runoff October 4th. As a lifelong resident and business owner in Coleman, Chris Branham believes you lead by example. Today's students are tomorrow's leaders, and Chris Branham wants to serve on our school board to continue the progress of our schools and set an example for our students of giving back to our community. From kindergarten to graduating from Coleman High School to Wallace State to opening his own small business and coaching local youth sports, Chris Branham believes in giving back to our community that gives so much to us. Voting is one of the most important rights we have as Americans, and Chris Branham needs your vote October 4th. Chris Branham for School Board Place 2.
I'm voting for Chris Branham.
I'm voting for Chris Branham.
I'm voting for Chris Branham.
I'm Chris Branham, and I ask for your vote October 4th.
Paid for by Chris Branham, 1603 Woodland Street Northwest, Coleman, Alabama, 35055.
Did you know that you can save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill? Since 2004, Cyber Broadband has been known across Coleman County as the only provider to bring broadband internet access to rural areas not served by cable or telephone providers, and all without those pesky data caps. Now, Cyber Broadband, which is a locally owned and operated company, is introducing a competitive broadband product, Cyber Next Gen DSL, available through Cyber Broadband for on average 10% less than the other providers. Get those cyber benefits, like a $10 referral discount for anyone else that you refer to the service, or bundle with the Cyber Broadband cellular service. Save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill today. More information is available at cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Not available in all areas. Generally, if you sign up for broadband service through another company and their promotional discount has expired, Cyber's retail price will be 10% less than the competition standard pricing or better. Chances are, if you don't qualify for the phone company's DSL, you won't qualify for Cyber's next-gen DSL service either, but you may still qualify for Cyber Broadband's radio service. More information is available at www.cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Woo, it's tough work, but somebody's got to do it.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5 from the popular Facebook page, What's Happening in Coleman, bringing you the Downtown Grill on 4th Street, where one of our many appetizers is waiting for you today. Like homemade onion rings, fried dill pickles, potato skins, and more, we also have a large selection from our salad menu to Coleman's best hot wings, from traditional to boneless wings. We also have party packs from 50 to 100 pieces. At the Downtown Grill, we will even let you build your own burger or enjoy one of our classic sandwiches, chicken, shrimp, or crawfish baskets, or our gourmet hot dogs. You can't leave without having a delicious dessert of fried Twinkies, strawberry shortcakes, or fried Oreos. For the best comfort food in Coleman, the Downtown Grill is ready to serve you.
Back with you from the Downtown Grill, broadcasting live. Again, new dinner items on the menu from 4 p.m. until closing, and you can get it running about any way you want it here.
That's right.
Meat two sides, meat three, four, vegetable plates. And, folks, they've got it, country fried steak, fried pork chops, hamburger steaks, chicken, blackened chicken, country fried chicken, grilled pork chop, and one of my favorites, 12-ounce ribeye. Jump on down to the vegetables. What my wife likes, I'll lay off the vegetables and give me some meat. Fried okra, I do love the fried
Absolutely.
Okra. Fried green tomatoes, french fries, pintos, mac and cheese, turnip greens, mashed potatoes, corn, rice, steamed broccoli, green beans, onion rings, name it.
There's nothing that you could want
right.
that you can't get here.
And you throw in a chicken wing with that, you'll be in business.
Yeah, that's right.
Always a chicken wing.
Right? Always a chicken wing.
The story I was going to tell you, we talked about the Duke lacrosse and the story ended up being false. I watched a show, and it's a little off sports, but killing some time, and a guy had a 10-year-old daughter, or the woman had a 10-year-old daughter, started dating this man, we'll say, starts dating Runny. Well, Runny decides, you know, the girl needs some disciplinary action, talks to the mother. Well, the girl ends up don't like it. She don't care anything about this guy, so talks to one of her friends who had been sexually abused. The friend tells her, all you've got to do is make this accusation, and he's gone. They'll remove him on the spot. So she does. They arrest him, take him to jail. The girl's mother, the girl's grandfather, her uncle, all testified that it could not have happened in that time frame. And the way she said, part of the time the guy wasn't even at the house when the girl said it was taking place. There was no DNA evidence, nothing. They convicted him on that little girl's word. He has now spent 16 years in prison. She has got to feeling bad about it.
He's come forward.
Came forward and admitted she lied. They still will not give him a new trial and will not turn him loose. They said he's likely to spend the next 30 to 40 years in prison. And the reason they won't give him another trial, and it does make somewhat sense, but says a lot of times in these sexual abuse cases, as they get older, they get to feeling bad about putting them in that position, and that sometimes a family member, they want to get them out of jail, and so they think they've served their time. They'll lie to get them out.
I see.
But
wow, what a mess.
No evidence whatsoever. Convicts him on a 10-year-old's word against all the adults in the situation, and this guy is in jail maybe for the rest of his life.
A nightmare every day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. No, I have not heard that.
Wow. Hey, Runny, a lot of people may not have heard this, and if Jeffrey didn't hear it, he needs to hear it. Speaking of prison, tell the story about the guy who robbed the bank.
Jeffrey, this was on AL.com. Did you hear this?
No, I don't know.
Okay. We were talking a little bit about it last week. I can't find the article now, but my wife said you've got to read the article, or parts of the article. Said it is absolutely hilarious. Gist of the story was there's a guy, a husband in, I think it was Kansas City, that goes into a bank, robs the bank. Did you hear this?
I've heard this.
Okay.
I've heard this.
And he waits there on the police to come get him because he'd rather spend his life in prison than stay with his wife.
Okay, you remember a few years ago, I don't know if you've ever saw the video or not.
That's bad. No.
If you've not saw the video, you need to take time to look it up and watch it. It's the hotness versus crazy scale, and it describes the how hot a woman has to be to outfine her crazy. You know, it's like a running scale. It's like 1 to 10, 1 to 10. You know, and I told somebody, I said, that woman, I said, them being married as long as they have is no longer hot, so she's not out hotting her crazy now. He wants to go to prison.
Oh,
I'd just go to the other room if I didn't want to get on my life.
That's true.
Yeah, you don't want to go to prison, as Runny said, leave one and become somebody.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh,
I like spending too much time with my wife.
There you go. Absolutely right. So,
but that's funny, though. I mean,
Runny, do you have a rundown of weekend games? And if you don't, can you find that anywhere while I ask Jeffrey?
Yeah, go ahead.
Question?
I'll find this.
Jeffrey, I've got to ask him. You know, one of these Roman reporters who got to hit the hard question. What is wrong with the Coleman Bearcats?
They're young.
We're not used to seeing these kind of results from Coleman.
They're real young. They've got a young defense. I think they only returned like three starters from last year. I can't remember how many of those are actually seniors, but some of them didn't even play last year. One guy, he played year four last, took last year off, and then come back for his senior year.
What does it look like? Who does Coleman have this week?
They play Fort Payne.
Fort Payne. You know anything about Fort Payne?
I don't think Fort Payne's won a game. If they have, it's just one or two. I know they haven't won any region games.
So Coleman maybe get back on the winning track this
week. Yeah, they're real young. I think they're getting better each week. They played Oxford.
Oxford's a good football
really
team,
well.
Aren't they? Oxford's a good football team.
Yes, they are. They're ranked number five in the state Friday night.
I thought they were.
And for three quarters, Coleman played pound for pound, yard for yard with them, touchdown for touchdown, and then just the experience of Oxford just
kind of took over.
Took over, yeah.
Well, have you been able to find that? If not, we'll...
Here are some games that you might be interested in. Is that what you're looking for,
right,
Jason? Some of these are going to be SEC games, and some of them are not. And some of them could be, just anything that might be a good game.
I was going the high school route, but go ahead
with that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead with that. That's fine.
Okay. I can find the high school, but that might take me a minute. These are just some college games.
We'll get Jeffrey's picks and compare them to ours this week. Let's do that.
Okay.
Since we've got him here, might as well use it.
That's exactly right.
I'll write them down. You call them out, I'll write them down.
Okay. Some of these
folks, pull over.
That's right.
Because Jeffrey's in the house.
I see it.
He's a Florida State fan,
right,
but he's okay. He still knows his football.
That's exactly right. These are just some random games that I'm going to call out. Ohio at Tennessee. That's not Ohio State. That's Ohio
Bobcats.
Yeah. Is that the guy that used to be at Nebraska? He got fired several years ago from... No, he's at Youngstown State. It's before him.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Anyway, Ohio at Tennessee. Another one of interest, South Carolina. No, that's not interest. Florida State at LSU. Florida State at LSU. That's
Jeff, I'm going first.
Yeah, you're the only one picking. Me and Ronnie has to save ours.
Yeah, we have to save Ohio at Tennessee.
Ohio at Tennessee.
That's right.
Go Tennessee.
Tennessee. I know this one's going to be easy. Florida State at Louisville.
Florida State.
Okay.
Now, we ain't going to play the spread on this.
No. We don't do that.
Straight up.
Vandy at Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech's 7-point favorite.
I believe I'm going to go Georgia Tech.
Again, I'm going to throw you just some random ones out there. Oregon at Nebraska.
I'm going to go with Nebraska.
Okay. Alabama at Ole Miss.
Alabama. That's tough to say.
That's tough.
It is.
that's why I gave it to you, Jeff.
I know. That's fine.
Jason, if you have some off the top
Auburn
of your head.
Auburn, Texas A&M.
Okay.
I'm going to take Auburn. Home team. It's going to be the first time the home team's actually going to do something in this series.
Okay.
How about Ohio State, Oklahoma?
Good one.
I'm gonna go Ohio State. I think they're too talented. I think Oklahoma's young.
Okay. What about Georgia at Missouri?
Georgia.
All right. I'm gonna here's throwing one out at you. Texas at California, UK.
Texas.
How many is that, Jason? Doesn't it?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's just right.
Just right. Okay, those are the Jeffries picks.
By the way,
and we'll make ours.
I do like Texas -8 if for entertainment purposes
only. You are? Okay.
Hey, Ronnie, here is this week's games. Jeffrey has come in handy after
absolutely.
All. West Point at corner. And we'll even run down here.
I don't know if those are at or not.
Oh, okay. The bottom is not at.
Yeah, I don't. He just put them up as
okay,
a.
Okay, West Point play at
corner.
54% of the people taking this survey believe that corner will win the game. Vinemont Fultondale, 75% picking Fultondale.
Fultondale's pretty good.
J.B. Pennington playing Hansville, 53% pick Hansville. Good Hope, Cordova, 83% picking Cordova. Mortimer Jordan, Fairview, 77% picking Mortimer Jordan. Coleman, Fort Payne, 62% picking Coleman.
Now, was that game here or is it in Fort Payne? Okay.
Faulkville, Cold Springs, 51% picking Faulkville, 49% Cold Springs.
Well, that's about a toss-up then.
Lynn and Addison, 71% picking Addison. So there's your rundown of the games this week. And I like that little poll they've got there. So.
Yeah, that's the sports writer for Coleman Times.
Times.
He does that. He does that every week. So I run through there and vote on him. Glad you didn't call out what I checked on.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do you that way.
But those are the high school games, and then some of the college games.
Running something we have forgot, and we need to do it. We have not given away golf this week. So tell everybody about the golfing. You're the golfer. I'm just the cart driver.
Speaking of which, while I'm here.
Yes, it'd be a good time to give you yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, we give away one. Is it one per week or two per week, Jason?
Oh, we do two per week, one per show.
One per show.
Hey, but we can't give it away today because people can't call in.
So. Well, they can call Thursday.
Right.
So if you're a golfer, give us a call anytime from 4 to 6. Just be listening in. We'll let you know kind of when to call. But it's for a free round of golf, including the cart at Cross Creek Golf Course, which used to be Coleman Municipal. And I think I look around over there and I see Chess Harris sitting over there, who is the golf pro down at Cross Creek. So I was down there a couple weeks ago. The course is in really good shape. Greens firm, putt well, and fairways are fantastic. So if you want the chance to win a free round of golf, just, you know, give us a call at the radio station start on Thursday, and we'll get that free round of golf to you. That's worth about $30, so that's about what it costs to play a round of golf.
What's the question going to be? I wouldn't give it out now.
Oh, it'll be a difficult question.
Yeah, it's always difficult.
Always very difficult questions there, too.
Well, it wasn't too difficult. I got it last week.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was the hardest question we had.
That's right.
I mean, the others had been like, who won the national championship last year, and who's Auburn's coach, and so.
Well, the question was, I don't know, you weren't there that Thursday, was you?
I think it was a Tuesday.
Yeah. The question was, how many water hazards are there? And I said, are you counting the ditches?
Tommy made that one up.
I said, are you counting the ditches that go across the fairways, or are you counting just straight up water hazards? I said, because that's a different answer.
That's right. Absolutely.
Because that ditch goes across about 14 of the holes.
Yes, it does. It most certainly does. So, but again, give us a call on Thursday. Chance to win, or not a chance, basically, if you give us a call at the proper time,
you're able to dial a phone. You're going to win. Swing a golf club.
That's right.
You'll win.
You will win the free round of golf. So stay tuned on Thursday when you can call in to win that free round of golf.
Broadcasting from the Downtown Grill, Sports Talk Live. We've got about 6 more minutes running before we get out of here. And, folks, we've got orders to go. If you get a chance, run by the Downtown Grill. Get yourself some great food. And I want to say it one more time before I leave. Fried oak.
Oh, fried
oak. I recommend the fried oak. I tried that during the break.
It was
and,
good.
About a 10-pound bag of that would be great.
Jeffrey, did we or did we not fulfill what we said? If you come up here, we would buy your oak.
You did. You did. You exactly did.
Absolutely.
Make sure people know that. Hey.
It was well worth it, because I'm going to tell you right now, that's some of the – well, other than my grandmother.
There you go.
That was some of the best okra I've ever had.
it is fantastic. Hey, Jason, you know, a little bit earlier you told us about, you know, that those players who have, you know, come into the spotlight as far as a possible Heisman, you know, run or race. Now, granted, some of those names, they're not going to win, just like the quarterback from Florida State that Jeffrey can pronounce his name and I can't. You know, he's not going to win the Heisman, but he's in the mention, you know, for it. There's a couple of players from Alabama. Jalen Hurts is one, and then I think Damian Harris, who's the running back. They're not going to win the Heisman, but just to get your name mentioned means you have been performing.
Exactly.
You've been doing a pretty good job. So congratulations to some of those guys that you really wouldn't think. You know,
and it will change week to week.
Will.
After this week,
absolutely,
you will see a whole new set of odds come out. And
my personal hope is that the guy that's on top of the list right now is like maybe about 6 on that list next week, because that means Florida State had a great game against him.
All right, let me ask you two guys a couple of questions, and then we'll wrap it up.
Yeah.
And that we're going back to the hot seat, Ronnie.
Yeah.
Coach is on the hot seat. Jeff, I don't know if you heard us when we were talking
about
that.
I think Jeffrey was here.
But how hot does the seat get for Les Miles if he loses to Mississippi State this weekend?
You mean hotter than they had you fired up until halftime? Right. You mean hotter than that?
Yeah, does it get that hot?
I don't.
Hey, he could not finish the season out if he loses.
I don't think it's as much Les as it is, what's his name, Cam Cameron?
Yeah, the offensive.
He's a terrible offensive coordinator, but also. He does call the shots. Let me say this, though. All those good recruiting classes that LSU has, and you notice every year in the draft, they've always got somebody going top.
Absolutely.
You know, first, second, third round, they got three guys
That's
going.
Right. Jeffrey, if I can interrupt you just for a second, you in recruiting, well, right now, LSU sitting at number three in the recruiting class for this coming year, the 2017.
Well, why can they never get a quarterback?
Oh, good. Hey.
I mean, the guy that they think is their big savior now, I think had a record of 2-10 at Purdue.
Yeah.
At Purdue.
Again, you can ask Gus the same question. He had.
That's right.
He had, and his name, Nick Marshall. And before he wasn't responsible for Nick Marshall.
No.
And he had Cam, who he was not responsible for.
He was not responsible for that.
So,
I mean,
he get
on
a
Nick's picks for quarterback, he's batting about a zero.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, not Nick. I'm sorry, Gus.
Yeah, Gus.
On Gus's picks for quarterback. And he's supposed to be an offensive guru, an offensive genius.
I believe he is an offensive genius, but the problem is he's got to have a good quarterback to run his thing.
I agree with that.
Just, for some reason, he can't bring
but
it
how
in.
Do you miss that many quarterbacks that bad?
I don't know.
Jeffrey, I believe you or I could go out and you give us free reign of the entire nation. We could find a better quarterback than Auburn's got.
Yeah. You're right. Well, and the thing about it is I sent a guy send a tweet out during the Auburn game this weekend that Lamar Jackson from Louisville, Auburn did not offer. And DeAndre Francois, Auburn did not offer. I mean, you know, that's two very good quarterbacks right there.
Well,
and didn't get an offer from Auburn.
Well, you could even go farther down the line, Jeffrey, and y'all may laugh at this, but the kid that's the quarterback at Jacksonville State is much better than anybody they've got at Auburn. I mean, this kid is – he is an outstanding quarterback. I mean, I watched him play a few times, went over there and watched him in the playoffs. This kid can play. Jenkins, that's his last name. Nobody gave him a sniff.
Gus sold his soul and everything associated with Auburn for Jeremy Johnson. He thought Jeremy Johnson and apparently the whole state, I mean, everybody recruited Jeremy Johnson. He was Mr. Football. And Jeremy Johnson, as we know, is a total flop.
Yes, he has.
Yes, he has been.
And so,
and you know, when you put your, you know, eggs in one basket of Jeremy Johnson, and he can't get it done.
Yep.
What's left?
You're right.
I mean, they're terrible at that position.
I think though, once Sean White is able to actually not have to worry about keep looking over his shoulder to see who's coming in to get him out.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be a lot better. He's not going to be the saving quarterback, but I think he's going to be a lot better quarterback. Yeah,
he can be respectable.
Now, one more.
Yeah.
Les Miles.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Gus Miles on. We done Les Miles. Yeah. Gus Miles on.
If he loses
this
week?
If he loses this weekend, how hot does the seat get?
I'd say medium.
Medium. I think he's on medium now, Jeffrey.
Well, then. How's that?
I think it's going to be extremely hot from the people, Auburn people.
No.
I don't think it's going to be, it won't be hot from Jay Jacobs.
No.
Jay Jacobs is going.
Jay Jacobs rides with Gus.
That's exactly right. And if Gus goes, Jay goes. So it's going to have to get really, really hot because Jay's going to defend him to high heavens.
Well, my opinion is Jay Jacobs is in the same boat that the athletic director at Florida State's in. Both of them need to go. Jay Jacobs, I don't think, can hire his way out of a wet paper bag.
Right. So, but he's, you know, he, for lack of a better word, he sold his soul, you know, to Gus. And as Gus goes, he shall go as well.
He's going to sink with Gus.
All right. We wrapped up another edition of Sports Talk Live. We'll be back Thursday in studio, be able to take calls at the first portion of the show, and then we'll have our Thursday regulars.
That's right.
We will have Chris from Vegas.
Yep.
We will have Dan, the man from Campus Insider, and then we'll have Rex talk about fishing at about 5:30. So a full day Thursday, and we'll be ready for football. A great weekend coming up. Jeffrey, thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, I enjoyed it, fellas. Thank you for the okra and the tea.
Yeah, thanks for supporting Sports Talk Live.
Yes, sir.
Until Thursday, folks, let me leave you with a big war eagle.
I'll leave you with a road tide.
I'll leave you with a golden nose.
All right, signing off from the Downtown Grill, Sports Talk Live, 95.5.
Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time to check in on our regional news from the Alabama Radio Network. ARN News is provided as a service of Coleman Regional Medical Center. Choose the side salad over the fries. Park at the back of the lot, on purpose. Staying healthy isn't one choice. It's a lot of little ones. That's why at Coleman Regional, we offer so many. Childbirth education classes, rehab programs, full screenings. Most of our wellness programs are totally free. Our full list of programs and doctors is available online today at ColemanRegional.com/healthy. Coleman Regional. Live exceptional.
In the ARN News Center, I'm AMG Norvell. Day two of jury selection in the trial of Tuscaloosa native charged with killing his little boy. Ross Harris lives in the Atlanta area. The case moved nearly 300 miles away to Brunswick, Georgia due to pretrial publicity. Prosecutors say Harris intentionally left his 22-month-old son Cooper to die in a sweltering SUV. Harris insists it was an accident. A woman posts on Facebook that a Butler County pastor who serves as the PA announcer at McKenzie High School told those attending Friday night's football game, quote, "If you don't stand for the national anthem, you can line up over there by the fence and let our military personnel take a few shots at you since they're taking shots for us." The post going viral, Pastor Alan Joyner says he's gotten death threats. He says he did not say what the woman claims.
If I might read what I actually said, "If you don't want to stand for the national anthem, please go sit at the baseball field and let some of our folks take a shot at reminding you of the price our military paid for your freedom to sit."
He stepped down as PA announcer. I'm Angie Norvell. This is the Alabama Radio Network. An Elmore County teenager charged as an adult in the death of his parents. Authorities say 17-year-old Jesse Holton is charged with murder in the death of former Eclectic Mayor Mike Holton and his wife April. Sheriff Phil Franklin says the parents were away, got home to find that their house was in disarray after a party that included drugs. The parents shot to death after calling the sheriff's office. San Francisco 49er quarterback Colin Kaepernick causing a new uproar following his latest refusal to stand for the national anthem, but a former Alabama football player getting notice for what he did. Kaepernick's teammate Quentin Dial helping members of the armed forces display the American flag during the anthem. Congressman Gary Palmer praising Dial, saying he took a courageous stance in support of America and our military. Some Lee County students getting another homecoming dance after nearly 100 Opelika students were turned away for inappropriate dress. These female students wore dresses that were above the knee. School policy is that dress length is below the knee. Now the students getting a free prom and reimbursed for the expense of their first ticket. I'm Angie Norvell. This is AR.
In money news, a large bank with a presence in Alabama in big trouble. Senate Banking Committee Chairman Richard Shelby of Alabama going to investigate Wells Fargo for setting up millions of fake accounts to meet sales quotas. Federal banking officials found the company opened the accounts in the names of its customers, then charged those customers fees for the accounts. Bank fired thousands of workers, fined, and ordered to repay customers. Wells Fargo executive Carrie Tolstedt, who oversaw the division implicated in the fake account scandal, now set to retire with $124 million. Tuscaloosa's Career and Technology Academy offering training for carpenters, a good-paying job that's in high demand. Chairman of West Alabama Works Gary Nichols says local employers help develop the program.
They've got their hat in the ring, okay, and they're putting their money in the ring to develop opportunities for our population.
You can sign up for the training program through Shelton State's Community Education Program. I'm Angie Norvell. This is the Alabama Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Cullman.
Scared.